A Fringe of Leaves, written by Patrick White and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. As the carriage drew away from the circular wharf, Mr. Stafford Merivale tapped the back of his wife's hand and remarked that they had done their duty. "No one," Mrs. Merivale replied, "can accuse me of neglecting duty." She might have pouted if inherent indolence had not prevailed, and a suspicion that those acquainted with her must know that her claim was not strictly true. So she smoothed the kid into which her hands had been stuffed and added, "At least we were, I think, agreeably entertained, and that is always compensation for any kind of inconvenience. Miss Grimshaw," she asked, looking not quite at her friend, "weren't we entertained?" "Oh, yes, most agreeably," the latter answered in a rush, which transposed what must have been a deep voice into a higher, unnatural key. "Living at such a distance, nobody can fail to be refreshed by visitors from home. The pity is when their visits are so brief." Mrs. Merivale decided to appear satisfied, while Miss Grimshaw obviously was not. An atmosphere of unconfessed presentiment was intensified by the slight creaking of woodwork and friction of leather in the comfortably upholstered carriage. Rocked together and apart by the uneven surface of the street, the occupants were at the mercy of the land as seaborne passengers are threatened by the waves. "Short visits make no demands," Mrs. Merivale consoled herself. "Don't you agree?" Mr. Merivale being a man, there was no question but that her remark was intended for Miss Grimshaw. "Oh, yes," she answered, as expected. "There is that about short visits." In all the large circle of her acquaintance, it was Miss Grimshaw's duty to agree, which was why her voice sounded only on some occasions her own. In exceptional circumstances, however, she would express an opinion, and it was this, together with her strong nose, long teeth, and exalted connection, which caused the Mrs. Merivales of Sydney to glance not quite at their companion and hope they were accepted.